Welcome to the Hotel Moment podcast, presented by Revenate, the podcast where we talk to leaders in the hospitality industry. If you're looking for trends, perspectives, and stories from leaders in travel and hospitality, you're in the right place.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us for today's webinar, Summer 2024 Travel Trends. Get prepared with us. This webinar is part of Revenate's Hotel Moment Deep Dive series, and we're really excited to share this topic with you. Get started on introductions. My name is Melissa McMullen. I am a product marketing manager here at Revenate, and I will be the moderator for today's webinar. And I'd like to pass it over to Elise.
Thank you. I am the Chief Revenue Officer with Dragonfly Strategists and excited to be here.
Great. And Jim?
Yes, my name is Jim Mangan. I'm a solution engineer at Revenate. Prior to joining the solution engineering team, I was a client success manager and worked with a number of our clients. And I've gone through this process of planning the summer many times.
Perfect. All right. So our agenda for today, we just kind of went over our introduction. And next, we are going to take a look at the market outlook, what we're seeing in the industry as it pertains to summer travel. We'll go over some key summer trends of what we've seen in the past, what we're anticipating for this year. And then finally, we'll discuss ways for hoteliers to be prepared for that upcoming summer travel rush and different strategies that you can use and keep in mind as it relates to your voice channel. So we'll go ahead and dive in. From the CoStar Group, they are predicting strong RevPAR growth for the US in 2024 due to a few factors. The American economy continues to expand and GDP growth is going to be positive. And we're still seeing growth in corporate transient demand and group travel is back and strong. Elise, do you have any insights from your side to share?
I do think that 2023, we lived through the summer and I know a lot of people had to walk down their forecasts. So the expectations for 2023 may have been a little bit more unrealistic, only from the perspective of before the pandemic, we used to budget and forecast between a 3-5% growth year over year. And as you can see, for 2023, it was on the higher end of that delta or that gap. And I think when we look at 2024, we've probably realigned our expectations to be a little bit more relevant or at the very least, not as aspirational. And again, that growth that we saw in 2022 was us getting back to 2019 in most of those markets. Have gotten to the 2019 growth, and we've seen that. So looking at a 4.1% growth is still very strong. And as you can see, the majority of that is coming through ADR.
And as it goes to international travel, again, from CoStar, they see signs that indicate international travel could return to the US, primarily in the markets that we have listed there. So in 2022, we saw a lot of US domestic travel. 2023 was the year of international travel, and the prediction for 2024 is it's going to come back for domestic travel in the US. And Elise, I know you have some economic factors that you think play into that as well.
I do think from a perspective of currency exchange, a lot of what we saw in Lyft, certainly from the domestic travelers, they were going abroad just because Lyft was almost cheaper to fly to Europe than it was to fly across the United States. And I think we're seeing some stabilization from just air cost domestically. And then again, just the currency exchange isn't such a shock as it was for people to travel to the US from other countries. So I do see some of, again, the international coming back and then our domestic travelers maybe not traveling as much as they did last year.
And from Deloitte, we're still seeing sustained enthusiasm from travel. So the booking intent is higher for 2024, and particularly those Americans that stayed home last year, a large group of that being the baby boomer population, have indicated that they have plans to travel in 2024. And whether that means taking away some budget from some other areas so that they can spend on travel. And Elise, do you agree with that? Is that what you're seeing as well?
We are. And so really making sure that you also market to that generation, whether it is senior discount, AARP, if they are looking at driving, I think we are starting, like I mentioned before, just from a macroeconomic, and we'll talk about some of those bullet points later. But I think making sure that you're marketing to that generation is a little bit different than what we've seen with the leisure or those who worked from home or worked anywhere So I do think that we'll see a little bit of a difference in just the demographics.
Okay. We're going to move on to some key summer trends. For those joining us who aren't familiar with what reservation sales is, it is our voice-based lead management system. And Jim, I'll let you go ahead and talk through these next two slides.
Thank you, Melissa. So when we look at this information, what we're really looking at and what we're able to capture in the reservation sales product is the inbound calls. So we have a great understanding of who's calling, when they're calling, what they're calling about. And from that, it's really important as you look at your property to understand the seasonal patterns so that you have good information and are able to arm your team, staff your team appropriately to capture those calls that come in and are able to ensure that you're optimizing the voice channel reservations.
Perfect.
When we look at our ResForce data, ResForce is our overflow and after hours product. It enables you to have a core group of reservation agents and then rely on our third party that acts as an extension of your team. Last year, we answered over 300,000 calls, and you can see the seasonality and the patterns line up with the reservation calls that are coming into your properties as well.
Great. Thank you, Jim. Okay. So we kind of have an idea of where the market is headed for the year. So let's discuss some ways that hoteliers can be prepared to capture that summer rush and maybe some strategies to keep in mind. So I will pass it on to Elise and Jim to take it with their expertise.
Thank you. The very first one is actually really important, and it's really around going to be July 4th. So last year, everybody was disappointed with that first week of July. You had July 4th falling in the middle of the week, and you saw both weekends were very soft and almost like people didn't know when to take off, when were the celebrations, when were the fireworks. And so this year, with it being on a Thursday, we'll take off the Friday. We'll have a really strong four-day weekend. So make sure that you have your strategies built around that weekend where July 4th is not going to look like this year like it did last year. And it's one of those holidays like Memorial Day where it's last minute because so much is dependent on the weather. So don't overreact where you think the base is going to be soft. If you're going to make sure you're looking at your weather forecast for your market, that'll help support stronger strategies.
I would agree with that. And one thing I would add is to ensure that you're doing your best to capture the interest levels of guests who are calling but not booking. That enables you in the event that you do have cancellations or there are weather-related issues, or perhaps you don't pace quite at the same rate that you thought you might, that you have base of people that you can reach out to kind of fill those gaps around 4th of July and all summer days as well.
And we talk about pace as well. I think we see, and it'll go towards your pricing strategy and restrictions, but when we look at pace, we do see people will overreact. And there's a long time between now and the start of summer, which technically a lot of seasons start Memorial Day, but if your school system's in the middle of June, then it's later June. So the school systems do dictate that. From a pace perspective, we're seeing a lot of markets where the booking window is shorter than it was last year. So evaluating that current pace for your hotel and your market is important because it will give you some insight on how maybe summer is going to book. So we've had some markets where we have shortened the booking window by 4 days, which is pretty substantial. So in the month for the month, and if you're seeing that window, then that tends to, people will be looking at pace thinking, okay, if we're not near where we were same time last year, then we should drop our rates or make those changes. And with systems, a lot of the revenue management systems have algorithms built around pace. So you may have to change some of your configuration as input to make sure that you're upholding some of that price integrity.
Yes, I would agree, Elise. And we also have seen where the booking pace, the booking windows have shortened. So it is very important to capture the information, as I mentioned previously, about guests who are interested. We have found that oftentimes guests will contact a property 2 to 3 times before they will actually book. So having proactive strategies to to ensure that you're working with them through that booking process to ultimately gain the booking will be important as you navigate through the summer season.
And I do think some of these macroeconomic factors are going to influence decision making. So when I looked at immediately after the pandemic and you saw things releasing, people were still driving. So we saw these drive markets that we hadn't seen previously. I do think with inflation and maybe a change in budget, even if air is a little bit more reasonable, you're going to start to still see those drive markets. So looking at your search and even talking with call volume, understanding where those calls are coming from or where people are searching from will give you an understanding of what you should market to. Maybe having parking packages and again, ensuring that you're giving something to the sales team, your reservations team to sell to the guests who might be a little bit different than last year.
Being able to understand who's calling, when they're calling, and using your data to help you through the summer is going to be a critical component. So it's not just looking at call volume itself, but it's looking at what dates are they looking for and using that demand pattern to supplement other inputs that you might have as it relates to your pace and to your bookings. So when we start thinking about reservations and reservation sales, we have the opportunity to not only look at historic data, but look at what's actually happening for the upcoming season. And then in the event that there are any changes in historic patterns, we have the ability to go back and use that data to reach out to guests to fill those gaps.
I think that's a great point as well, Jim, because understanding we retarget, we spend money retargeting in the digital space, but what's that plan to be able to recapture the people who are calling two or three times and understanding what's the barrier to book? I do think that our competition isn't necessarily our backyard a lot because we're so transparent in the leisure space. People are making choices more on, I want to go to a beach or an amusement park, or if there's some sort of experience that they want to have their family or go through. And so are we speaking to that in our content? Are we letting our reservations team know that that's available and that's how to close the deal? It isn't necessarily always just about price.
That's an excellent point, Elise. And ensuring that the reservation team is aligned with the strategy is critical because as guests are looking for beach vacations, it could be beach vacations in multiple locations. So we want to make sure that from the reservation team, the discovery is really understanding the type of experience that that guest is seeking and then making recommendations based on the property, the location, the assets that they have available to them. Why your specific property is the best fit for their upcoming travel plans. And the best way to ensure that that strategy is working is to make sure that you're listening, you're shopping, you're coaching your team, because you want everything to be aligned from what your digital footprint is, what your digital messaging is, what's your email marketing. Everything that you're saying about the property, you need to be aligned with what the reservation team is presenting to the guests when they're calling.
Absolutely. I think the reservations team is so critical to success because a lot of people are still calling. It's not like everybody is booking online. And especially with vacations, when you're looking at a bigger spend, typically because of the length of stay, there's more people involved in the family. It's not typically just a business trip where it's one or two days. It's just you. Your travel is a little bit more dictated on where you go and where you stay. And so the reservations team is going to be able to answer those questions. So what does the data look like? Again, we do look at conversion, but is talk time higher? Is it because we're not as clear in our content, either in our digital footprint or with our agency or our agent? So making sure that we have all the content available, that you are also test calling and you want to make sure that you're being sold the way you expect to be sold and that we're giving the experience that we're hoping will convert those guests. And so again, making sure your reservations team is set up for success is really critical. And also not only doing the test calls, but then speaking to them after the fact on what are they hearing? They will tell you what the barrier to book is because the guests would tell them. So make sure those lines of communication are open.
Yes, agent development is a critical piece of this puzzle, as you mentioned, Elise. So really understanding like what is that development process? How do we ensure that they are going to be successful? And then the other portion of that is staffing levels. If you overtax your reservation team, the productivity of their calls actually deteriorates throughout the day. So ensuring that they are properly trained, but also have enough help and support where they're not overwhelmed. And that's where tools in reservation sales can give you great insight as to what the proper staffing levels should be. And in the event that you're understaffed, there's an opportunity to reach out to services such as ResForce that can act as overflow and after hours in a seamless fashion to the guest where they don't even know that they may be calling an offsite third party.
And I think, again, which is understanding that call volume is, as you said, so important, because when you're looking at sending out an email and you know that email is going to generate a lot of interest, then certainly your reservations team know that because their call volume is going to go up. And you would hate to spend the money to send out an offer and not be able to have anybody answer the phone or have long wait times. So again, making sure that you're not just sending out an email tomorrow, but it's planned and then it's communicated to everyone, because call volume should, if it's the right campaign, will go up.
Yes. And understanding the call volume that is generated from that email campaign is important, and the demand that's associated is important as well, so that you can refine and retarget your messaging appropriately as you continue to dive in deeper throughout your marketing strategies.
So I do think that summer is looking good. There's a lot of indicators that domestically we should not overreact to a short-term pace. The holidays are going to be in our favor. I do think that pricing should hold. I tie to, if I look at restrictions, probably change minimum length of stay versus just dropping rate. But I would also make sure that your content's correct, that your policies are in line with the expectation of the guests and in line with not just your backyard competition, but attraction competition, and look forward to a really great summer. And again, utilizing your reservation team is really important because they are real-time data and they will give you the feedback of the guest so that you can react accordingly and you won't have as many surprises as you could be if you weren't really prepared.
Yes, I would agree. This summer, all the signs indicate that the summer is going to be another outstanding year. What we always recommend is that you train your teams to be proactive so that you are able to identify those guests that are going to generate the most revenue for your property, and ensuring you're doing the utmost to have your reservation teams, when they call, book those people.
That's some great discussion, you guys. Good tidbits in there. So looks like we have something to look forward to this summer and seeing travel come back. So before we sign off, I did just want to share Revenate's resource library page. This is a great resource to see customer success stories. We have several with the Voice channel. There's podcasts, past webinars. So it's a good place to go, get inspired, see what other hoteliers are doing. So please check that out when you have a moment. Thank you, Elise and Jim. Really appreciate you both taking the time. Again, great discussion, great information. And we hope everybody enjoyed this webinar and has some strategies they are ready to take and capture that Voice revenue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Hotel Moment podcast. Make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you're watching on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe for more content. For more information, head to hotelmomentpodcast.com. The Hotel Moment podcast is presented by Revenate.